Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that today this broadcast will encourage your hearts. I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch your people today. Touch our nation today. I know there's people on the sound of my voice that are really hurting, and I know they need help. And you are their help. You are the strong arm. And you promised if we would trust in you and if we would receive you, you told us that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. And I thank you for your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to read a verse of scripture of Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." I love to read about the deliverance of the Israelites from the land of Egypt. And in Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, it says, "At midnight the Lord smote the firstborn of the land of Egypt from Pharaoh to the dungeon to the cattle." And then God told Moses from the very start in chapter 4, verse 22 of Exodus, he said that Israel is my son, even my firstborn. You know, Pharaoh touched God's firstborn. Pharaoh touched God's people. Pharaoh put God's people in bondage. Pharaoh made slaves and made it hard on God's people. Pharaoh took away from God's people. Pharaoh killed their babies. Pharaoh, need I go on and on? But let me tell you, there come a turnaround time. God sent Moses, and he told Pharaoh, "Let my people go." It was not a request, it was a statement. God said, "Let my people go." And when Moses spoke what God had put in his heart, they were just as good as out. But God showed himself faithful in the land of Egypt to prove to his people that he was good and a stronghold. And he said in his word, in one part of that scripture, he said, "You tell them that I've seen their tears and I've seen their affliction and I've come down to deliver them." And God is saying the same to us. God has seen what we're going through. God knows what we are going through. And he's come down this very day. He wants to deliver you and he wants to set you free. And you know, the night that God showed them what to do, to put the blood of the Lamb over the doorpost, and when the death angel passed through the land, the Bible says that it hit everyone in Egypt, from Pharaoh, even to the one in the dungeon, even to the cattle, all the firstborn of the Egyptians. Why? Because they touched God's anointed and God's children, which he called his firstborn. Let me tell you something. Christian, I want to encourage you. Take hope. Don't be discouraged about what all is going on, because God's keeping a record. God's got a record book. And one day, we too are going to get our marching orders. And the Bible says that the night that they marched out of Egypt, in Exodus chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "Not even a dog moved his tongue." Oh, and it says, "The Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." Let me tell you, God has put a difference between you and between the world. If you're born again, there's a difference, and there should be a difference. And I tell you what, when time for deliverance comes, this world will not hold us. No government can hold us. No law can hold us. No dog will even bark. When Jesus comes for his own, it's going to be goodbye world. Hello, Jesus. Are you ready should Jesus come today? I pray that you are, and I pray that at the midnight hour, you know, it says at the midnight hour, the Lord smote the firstborn. And there's a midnight cry going out across the land. Jesus is coming soon. And I pray that you're ready for that. You look around at the signs of the time. You can see that the Lord's return is soon and very soon. I used to sing a song a lot. It says, "He's coming soon. There's no doubt. We're going to leave this world with a shout." Oh, and I rejoice. And I don't have to die before I start enjoying heaven. I'm enjoying it now because I know that heaven is my future home. This world is not my home. I pray today that as you live this life, that you'll live it for the Lord, that you'll serve him with your whole heart, that you'll walk in his word, knowing God is good. He is good, a stronghold in our day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast.